More than 2 million Iraqis have fled their country, mostly to Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon. A new report out today from Human Rights Watch says many of the refugees in Lebanon face constant fear of arrest. Here now is Bill Frelick. He's Refugee Policy Director for Human Rights Watch, and he's speaking to us from Beirut. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So there are about 50,000 or so refugees, Iraqi refugees, in Lebanon. Why do they face fear of arrest?
Well, they're not recognized as refugees. That's the starting problem. It's a similar problem that they face in Jordan and Syria. But here in Lebanon, they are arrested, put into detention. They are made to serve a relatively short sentence for illegal entry, which shouldn't be the case being refugees in the first place. But then after that, they're held in indefinite detention pending their return to Iraq. They can't be deported to Iraq because that would be an overt violation of international refugee law to send someone back to persecution. But they're held in indefinite detention until they finally cave in and willingly choose, quote-unquote, to return to Iraq themselves. They're spending months and months in cells that are shared with criminals.
Yeah.
These are people with no criminal background whatsoever. And the conditions are very overcrowded. Food is terrible.
How many of them are arrested?
Well, the number changes, but it's been growing by 50 or 60 per month over the course of the last few months. The number now is about 600. But, of course, as people are deported, others are taking their place, so it's a revolving number.
So it is it a situation where they, if they walk out their door and walk down the street, they could be arrested?
Yes. And what's happened because of the political situation in Lebanon over the course of the last 6 months or so is there's an increase in the number of checkpoints here generally, which means that they're just apprehending a lot more people.
Lebanon, though, has a pretty serious refugee situation with Palestinians, up to 300,000 Palestinian refugees. So it has borne quite a heavy burden in terms of accommodating people in Lebanon. What do you think that they need to do, and do they need any outside help?
I agree that actually Lebanon, through no choice of its own, has been thrust into this situation that is a very unfortunate one. It needs to be a shared global responsibility, and in particular the United States, which did initiate the war in Iraq and directly or indirectly does bear responsibility for the refugees that are appearing in the region at this point in time. The United States has to be far more responsive to the situation that's faced here in Lebanon as well as in Jordan and Syria. The number of refugees that were resettled last year, 2007, by the United States was 1,608 for the entire region. During that same period of time, about 2,000 refugees a day were coming into Syria. You know, the United States, I think, needs to recognize the particular vulnerability of these young men and others, of course, that are in detention, who are in imminent danger of being returned to Iraq where conditions are still too dangerous for them.
Bill Frelick is Refugee Policy Director for Human Rights Watch. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.